and take to heart what I'm about to tell you. Mr. So-and-so, get your shit together.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you. Welcome to the Super You Podcast, the podcast designed to entertain, educate, and empower you to your best life, or simply put, a podcast for those looking to unlock and unleash your superpowers on the world. I'm your host, Eric Quammen, but many of you know me as Equal Man. I've been blessed to write 6 best-selling books, perform in over 50 countries, and reach 30 million people this decade. Thank you for joining us for today's Super You Podcast. We're going to do a little different format than we normally do today. As we've said, we're always testing stuff. We're in beta mode, so let us know what you like, what you don't like. But I thought this would be really helpful for all you listeners out there, since I keep bumping into it when I'm traveling the world, when I'm talking to some of the CEOs out there, and it's all around self-awareness and holding yourself accountable. I was just sitting down for lunch with a gentleman that's the CFO of a company that makes $80 billion in revenue per year. They have over 300,000 employees, and the conversation turned to talent, and I asked them, what percent of your talent is rock star, is at the top? And he says 10%. So 10% of the 300,000 people are people that he'd go to bat for to try to get their salary raised, to try to retain them. Because as many of you know, at a large corporation like that, you have to go to bat, and it's kind of pulling teeth to get salary increases. So he said that 10% are the top performers. And I asked him, well, what separates those 10% from the rest? And he goes, it's simple. It's really just about being accountable. They hold themselves accountable and they take ownership. And part of that, he mentioned, is about self-awareness. And I've seen this across the map. It really comes down to self-awareness. If you're telling your boss, if you happen to be boss, and sometimes the boss is you, so this applies to whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're an entrepreneur, it's if you're saying, well, I couldn't make it because of X, Y, and Z, you're giving the excuse. The only person you're fooling is yourself. And that's the worst person to fool. Do not fool yourself. You know what's best. You know when you're given 100% effort. And so it's really about holding yourself absolutely accountable. And a lot of that comes down to self-awareness. Most of us have it. Some have it more in spades. When we think about those top performers, that's one thing I've observed is most of them are very self-aware. If you aren't self-aware, then what you need to do is find a subset of friends and just have them hold you accountable as much as possible. Just check in with them on a regular basis, saying, I'm trying to achieve this. So think about if you're trying to exercise more, it's an easy thing to look at. Then surround yourself with friends that might also be trying to do the same thing so that you're more accountable. You both have to meet at the gym at 9 a.m. in the morning or meet for that run on Saturday. And so that's the analogy or metaphor you want to look at when you have accountability. So think about it from a fitness realm, but also holds true no matter what you're trying to do. If you're trying to write a book, if you're trying to just be better in life, to be a better person, it's just if you don't have that self-awareness, then make sure you surround yourself with people that can hold you accountable as well. Because again, the worst person you want to fool is yourself. So one of my friends is Scott Galloway. He's a professor at NYU, but he's also a very established speaker as well as a great, great writer. So check out his stuff. It's Professor Scott Galloway. He's written the book called The Four, which is all around Amazon, Apple, Google, and also Facebook. So check out his stuff. But what I'm going to do here is I'm going to read a letter that went viral. So he's a professor at NYU, and he had a student come into his class a little bit late, one of the first days of class. And so the professor, Professor Galloway, kicked the student out. So here I'm going to read first the letter from the student, and then I'll read the rebuttal from Professor Galloway. Dear Professor Galloway, I would like to discuss a matter with you that bothered me. Yesterday evening, I entered your 6 p.m. brand strategy class approximately 1 hour late. As I entered the room, you quickly dismissed me, saying that I would need to leave and come back to the next class. After speaking with several students who are taking your class, they explained that you have a policy stating that students who arrive more than 15 minutes late will not be admitted to class. As of yesterday evening, I was interested in 3 different Monday night classes that all occurred simultaneously. In order to decide which class to select, my plan for the evening was to sample all three and see which one I liked most. Since I'd never taken your class, I was unaware of your class policy. I was disappointed that you dismissed me from class, considering number one, there's no way I could have been aware of your policy, and two, considering that it was the first day of evening classes and I arrived 1 hour late, not a few minutes, it was more probable that my tardiness was due to my desire to sample different classes rather than sheer complacency. I have already registered for another class, but I just wanted to be open and provide my opinion on the matter. So if you're like me listening to that or reading it, it seems pretty benign. But then once you get Galloway's feedback and take back, you realize, oh, that's what it means to be accountable. So here is Scott Galloway's rebuttal and why it went viral. Thanks for your feedback. I, too, would like to offer some feedback. Just so I've got this straight. You started in one class, left 15 to 20 minutes into it, stood up, walked out mid-lecture, went to another class, walked in 20 minutes late, left that class again, presumably in the middle of the lecture, and then came to my class. At that point, walking in an hour late. I asked you to come in the next class, which bothered you. Correct? You state that having not taken my class, it would be impossible to know our policy of not allowing people to walk in an hour late. Most risk analysis offers that in the face of substantial uncertainty, you opt for the more conservative path or hedge your bet. E.g., do not show up an hour late until you know the professor has an explicit policy for tolerating disrespectful behavior. Check with the TA before class, etc. I hope the lottery winner that is your recently crowned Monday evening professor is teaching judgment and decision-making or critical thinking. In addition, your logic effectively means you cannot be held accountable for any code of conduct before taking a class. For the record, we also have no stated policy against bursting into show tunes in the middle of class, urinating on desks, or taking that revolutionary hair removal system for a spin. However, XXX, there is a baseline level of decorum, i.e. manners, that we expect of grown men and women who the admissions department have deemed tomorrow's business leaders. Mr. So-and-so, let me be more serious for a moment. I do not know you, will not know you, and have no real affinity or animosity for you. You are an anonymous student who is now regretting the send button on his laptop. It's with this context, I hope you register, pause, real pause, and take to heart what I'm about to tell you. Mr. So-and-so, get your shit together. Getting a good job, working long hours, keeping your skills relevant, navigating the politics of an organization, finding a live-work balance, these are all really hard, Mr. So-and-so. In contrast, respecting institutions, having manners, demonstrating a level of humility, these are all relatively easy. Get the easy stuff right in and of themselves, they will not make you successful. However, not possessing them will hold you back, and you will not achieve your potential, which, by virtue of you being admitted to Stern, you must have in spades. It's not too late. Again, thanks for the feedback, Professor Galloway. The reason that accountability is so important when I talk to these thought leaders is when I sit down with General Shelton, he's a former chief of staff, he would mention to me, there was a superstar. He was the fastest guy we had in the Army Rangers. He jumped the highest. He was the strongest. But we couldn't take him on massive, important missions because he wasn't reliable. We didn't know that he would be in a specific place when we needed him to be there. And that's essential in the military. That's why there's military time. Because you know, at some point way back in the day, someone in the military said, oh, I thought you meant 5 o'clock at night, not 5 in the morning. That's why they switched to military time, to get rid of those excuses. Because excuses, as Dean Smith and other coaches, Dean Smith, the former North Carolina basketball coach, used to be the winningest coach of all time. Now it's Coach K at Duke. But he used to have a jar with pieces of paper on them whenever a basketball player would come in and start to give excuses on why they weren't playing well or why they weren't doing in school. He'd look at them and go, those are good excuses. I might have some better ones in this jar, and you can grab one if you'd like, because guess what? They're free. And the reason these excuses are free is because they're worthless. And so when it comes to accountability, when we think about a team environment, that's why it's so important. It's one of the number one things for success is that accountability. If you ever watch any specials on Bill Belichick, he's the winningest football coach of all time in the NFL in terms of six Super Bowls. His whole motto is do your job. So there's 11 people on a football field. If you're the guard that has to be pulling and be at a spot at a certain point and you forget that, the entire thing, the entire play gets disrupted. It goes to hell in a handbasket, and it affects the other 10 players on the field. Not only 10 players on the field, it affects the coaches and also the 43 other players staying on the sidelines. That's it for today's Super U podcast. I hope you found it enjoyable. The key takeaway from today is hold yourself accountable. That's right. Make every minute count. Be intentional with every minute of your day, because how we spend our days is how we spend our lives. And the best way to be intentional, the best way to have success, is to be self-aware and hold yourself accountable on a daily basis. This is Equal Man reminding all of us, until next time, it's not what we take from the world. It is what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.